B-Pod Studios.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, you hit us up now. A lot of people have to have hit us up after this trade and the buzz that's following the Sixers right now. Let's see what we got.
The Messiah lives on. Did I just hear Markelle Fultz is gone? That $8 million stiff celebration time.
$9.5 million. Closer to that. Good luck to you, Markelle.
The Colangelo Finch is gone. Elton Brand is the man. Folks is out of here. Oh, 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 I can't believe it. The Colangelo Finch is finally gone. Gone. All semblance of him gone. Gone.
I wonder, though, what would have happened if they were able to sign Wesley Matthews. Would they have kept Fultz around to see if they could have rehabbed him?
Yep.
You think it would have happened that way?
Yeah,
because they could get Wes Matthews that cinch to move in Markelle.
Yeah, we got to get somebody who can actually suit up for us.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler will always find a problem with something. We all know people like that. Not happy with anything, they're going to find an issue. I was hoping the Sixers put him in a deal somewhere. And now I'm just really hoping they don't give him a max contract.
Well, I don't understand that. You have to evaluate him now. Now, maybe he is a spoiled brat. And he came here thinking that the Sixers were better than they were. And he played in a funk sometimes. But now it's different. Now he has no excuse. Now we'll find out whether it's really him.
Somebody finally did something. They got an all-star catcher in here from the Marlins. And finally got rid of that guy who can't stay in shape, Sexto Sanchez. The Phillies been holding on to this guy forever. And the guy stinks. He seems like he's a good pitcher, but the guy can't stay in shape. But can Bryce Harper make a move and sign somewhere? I'm sick and tired of waiting on this guy.
How the hell do you know that he can't stay in shape? Just because a guy gets hurt, that doesn't mean it's shape. Pitchers get hurt.
I woke up this morning with the game on my mind. Knowing Elton Brand just dropped the dime. And man, I know that I'm feeling fine. Cause folks is gone and gone and gone and gone all around. Yo, take time!
Laying out some rhymes.
Elton Brand dropped the dime when he got rid of Markelle Fultz.
My man's rhyming.
People are so excited that he's gone.
Yeah, Markelle, poor Markelle.
It'd be real, real nice to fire that and one other person that could score a goal in a shootout. Because I'm a little tired of watching these guys shoot the goalie, hit it right into their pad. What the f*** is going on with this team? I can't stand it.
Wait, what's his beef?
He's mad that the Flyers lost the shootout. Because they only have shootout.
They almost won 9 in a row last night.
They still got the all-important
points. The all-important point.
Those Flyers fans, so angry.
They are. These Flyers fans, you can't satisify them. They're now, what, 7 points out of that last spot, though?
Oh, is that it? 7 out of last?
I think they're 7.
Oh, no.
7 out of the last playoff.
Yeah.
This message is for the guy who left the message yesterday saying that the Sixers are going to be better than the Toronto Raptors and my Boston Celtics. Dude, wake up, bro. Ain't going to happen. I don't know what you're smoking, but it ain't going to happen, bro. Typical Philly sports fans. Get one player, get a new player, get all excited, and you're going to win the whole title. Keep dreaming, dude.
You got to stop being provincial, man. Listen, I know you win a lot in Boston, but now you're sounding like an idiot. Because the Boston Celtics are now third on the pecking order. I hate to break it there.
Have you seen this video of Sean McVay meeting with Bill Belichick before the Super Bowl? And he's just gushing over Bill Belichick. Like, he has a little boy crush on him. Ugh, dick. No wonder they scored 3 points. He was scared.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of stuff either. You know, you're up against a guy. I wouldn't be kissing his rump.
Yeah, you know? They actually spoke every week this season.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. I want to beat your ass. I don't like you. I'm coaching the Rams. I don't care how old you are, how many titles you have. I want to kick your butt. I close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Oh, yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.